Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport and Mining, Canute Hare, says the high incidence of crash-related injuries and fatalities on the island's roadways continues to be of major concern. Over 200 persons have died in road crashes since the start of the year. Mr. Hare recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss how motorists can improve their safety on the nation's roads.
We need to also recognize that the vehicle that we are driving, we mustn't put so much trust in it. Mm-hmm. We must
explain that, yes.
We are pushing these vehicles to do some speeds, some maneuvers, mm-hmm. that oftentimes the manufacturer never designed it to do that. Therefore, it means that we need to check our vehicles. Mm-hmm. We need to obey the rules that govern that road. We need to respect the speed limits and the road surface, the condition of the road surface.
Yeah.
Right, the climatic conditions we need to respect too. Right, our headlights, we need to have those headlights working. We need to desist from driving with on high beams out there. It is very devastating to other drivers, very distracting. It emits glare into other persons, so the vehicle light should be on low beam. You know, the police force, and I would say specifically the police traffic headquarters, they have been involved in heavy enforcement of the Road Traffic Act.
Yes, I see it.
And you'll see them working assiduously on the matter. But then you'll see drivers using the opportunity to flash other motorists
that
the police is aware.
Yes.
Now, if a man have to flash you, for you to know that you must drive properly,
true.
Something wrong with you.
That's true.
Right? Mm. Therefore, I mean that passengers in these vehicles must become
police.
Passenger police. You know the drivers who are shutter drivers, hotted and hot foot drivers. You mustn't patronize them. Right? You need to understand that is one life you have. Always tell people, you can go to the shop and you can buy leg and thigh, breast and wing, but you never go to a shop and buy a brain. You never go to a shop and buy a head. That's why you must wear a helmet, because without the head, it's dead. If your brain is gone, damaged, destroyed, the other organs in the body not going to work. You cannot function properly. Mm-hmm. Better to be safe than sorry.
Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport and Mining, Canute Hare, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyd.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise that it will be closing its outlet in Black River, St. Elizabeth, effective Friday, July 29, 2016. Customers in and around the area who wish to apply for their passport can do so at the agency's offices in Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay, or Montego Bay. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Calling all government pensioners in St. Anne and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On July 29th, the AGD will be at the St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF. And stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, July 29th, St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church, 10 a.m. Be there!
JCDC presents a 2016 Jamaica Gospel Song Grand Finals.
Let's get together and feel all right.
As a top 10 finalist, vie for top gospel honors. Sunday, July 31, Ren Williams Entertainment Center, 7 p.m. with Reverend Glenn Graham. Adults 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate. Children under 12, 500. Tickets at Sangster's Bookstore, Bill Express, JCDC offices, and jcdcjamaica.com. Sponsored by Chase Fund, TEF, Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, Grace Kennedy Money Services, Bob Marley Group of Companies, Jam Copy, and KSAC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.